All right, so you want to unpack what makes a Leo man roar.
And more importantly, how to navigate those fiery emotions, right?
Exactly. And today, we're diving deep into decoding the roar to hopefully get some answers.
What I think is so interesting about this deep dive is it's not like we're just talking about anger management or anything. It's like we're trying to understand the core essence of a Leo man.
Yeah, it's like learning the language of the lion heart.
Totally.
Like right off the bat, the article talks about this need for respect and recognition, almost like it's in their DNA.
It really goes deeper than just like surface level ego, though.
Okay.
It's like, you know, Leos are ruled by the sun, right?
Right.
Think about it. Like, the sun is this incredible life-giving force, the center of our solar system. So naturally, Leos often see themselves as taking a central role.
Right.
And so that need for respect, it's essential to their very sense of self.
Okay. So it's not so much about demanding attention. It's more like they're hardwired to radiate that solar energy outward.
Yeah.
But then what happens when those rays are blocked? The article mentions these three major triggers that can really set a Leo man off.
Right. And the first one it mentions is feeling disrespected or insulted.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for anyone that stings, right, right. But for a Leo who thrives on admiration and recognition, it's like a direct hit to their core. Mm. It challenges that image they have of themselves as being worthy, as shining brightly.
Like telling the sun is not bright enough.
Exactly.
Talk about a recipe for a solar flare.
Right.
What about that second trigger?
Okay, so the article talks about being ignored or neglected.
Okay.
Feeling invisible. Mm. Now, not all attention is created equal.
Right.
Remember, with Leo, we're talking healthy confidence versus insecure ego. Mm. A confident Leo thrives on genuine connection, meaningful interaction. Being ignored in those situations, it feels much deeper than just being overlooked.
So it's not just about wanting to be the center of attention all the time.
No.
It's about feeling truly seen and appreciated in those moments that matter.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You can't ignore the sun, right?
Right.
Its presence is undeniable. A Leo man, in his own way, wants that same level of acknowledgement.
Right.
And if he doesn't get it, well, that's when those fiery emotions might surface.
So how can you tell if a Leo man is genuinely confident versus maybe struggling with that more insecure ego? Because that seems pretty crucial to understanding their reactions.
You're so right. It's a key distinction. A confident Leo wants to lift others up to share the spotlight.
Okay.
They're generous with their energy, but a Leo with the bruised ego, they might crave attention for validation, needing constant reassurance.
Okay.
Their confidence can feel more performative than genuine.
Okay. So you really have to pay attention to the why behind their need for recognition.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the article also mentions the third trigger, and this one feels like poking a sleeping lion with a stick.
Oh, boy.
Having their authority challenged.
Absolutely. Leos have this, like, inherent need to lead, to be in charge.
Right.
And it's not always about being bossy, but more about, like, taking initiative, guiding, protecting. Mm. Questioning their authority directly challenges that sense of self, that inherent need to be the one in the know, the one calling the shots, even in small ways.
So it's like you're undermining their internal compass, that sense of direction they carry.
Surely.
But what happens when those triggers are tripped, when that fuse is lit? The article really digs into the role of pride and ego in a Leo man's anger.
Oh, and this is where it gets really, really interesting.
Okay.
Because for a Leo man, pride and ego aren't always negative.
Okay.
They're deeply intertwined with their confidence, their generosity, their desire to protect and provide. It's like their internal engine.
It's like their fuel.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like any powerful engine, it needs the right fuel and handling.
So how can someone tell if they're dealing with a Leo's healthy pride versus maybe that more destructive ego at play?
That is such a good question. Okay, so healthy pride in a Leo man, that looks like self-respect. Holding himself and others to high standards, but with compassion.
Okay.
It's about celebrating achievements, but being gracious in defeat.
I like that.
But a bruised ego.
Yeah.
That lashes out, blames others, and struggles to admit fault.
So it's less about the lion's roar and more about understanding the motivation behind it.
Oh, it's 100%.
Right. But even if we know the why, those angry outbursts can be intense.
Oh, for sure.
So what are some warning signs? Like, what are those telltale signs that a Leo man is heading towards a roar?
Well, it's like learning to read the savannah right.
Okay.
A shift in the wind, a change in the light, it all means something. And the article cleverly breaks down the signs of an angry Leo man into, like, three categories.
Okay.
We've got behavioral, body language, and communication.
So it's not just about the one big roar.
Right.
It's about noticing those subtle shifts as well.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So let's start with, like, the behavioral. You might see increased aggression.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe becoming argumentative or even a bit snappy. Or, and this is interesting, you might see the opposite, like complete withdrawal.
Oh, so it's like that saying, silence is golden unless you're dating a Leo.
Yes, because that silence can be their way of like retreating to lick their wounds.
Right.
You know, to process those hurt feelings.
Right.
And then there's the body language. And this is where that theatrical Leo flair can really come.
Oh, I bet. It's not just a frown. It's like a whole dramatic production.
You said it. Think like dramatic size.
Oh, yeah.
That regal head tilt, like they're surveying their kingdom with disapproval.
Oh, my God.
Or even the classic lion's stare, that intense gaze that can make you feel like you've been caught in a spotlight you didn't ask for.
Okay. I'm getting chills just imagining it.
Right.
So we've got the silent treatment. We've got the Shakespearean drama. What about how they actually talk to you during these moments?
Yes. The communication shift. Those yeah. normally charming and playful conversations.
Right.
They might become short-clipped or even downright icy. It's like the sun has gone behind the clouds. You're yeah. still getting some light, but that warmth is definitely gone.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's less about what they're saying and more about the tone, the energy behind it.
Yes.
Because a normally expressive Leo suddenly clamming up that speaks volumes.
Oh, yeah.
But recognizing the signs is just the first step.
Right.
The article talks a lot about actually like calming the storm.
Yeah.
So what are some practical tips for navigating those choppy emotional waters?
Yeah. You're hitting on the how-to now.
Yeah.
And thankfully, the article provides some solid advice.
Okay.
It emphasizes active listening, sincere apologies that resonate with their need for respect, and perhaps most importantly, giving them space to cool down.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like you're not trying to wrestle a lion into submission.
Yeah.
You're trying to understand its nature.
Right.
And kind of meet its needs in that moment.
Exactly. It's about de-escalating the situation, not adding fuel to the fire.
Right. So let's break down these strategies one by one. Active listening, what does that actually look like in action? Because I think a lot of people assume they're good listeners.
Right.
But with a Leo man, it seems like it goes beyond just hearing the words.
You're so right. It's about truly absorbing their perspective, even if you don't agree with it in that moment. Leo men, especially when emotions are running high, they need to feel heard, validated. So instead of interrupting or immediately jumping in with your own thoughts, really focus on what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally.
Yeah, it's about building that unshakable foundation. And open communication is the bedrock, isn't it?
Yeah.
But with a Leo man, it's not just about, like, those everyday chats. It's about going deeper.
Okay. So no more hoping they'll just get it. We're talking full transparency.
Exactly. Create that safe space where both of you feel comfortable expressing thoughts, feelings, needs, like the whole shebang, openly and honestly.
Okay.
And don't just save it for like the tough stuff.
Right.
Celebrating the wins, the joys, that's crucial too.
Yeah.
Leo men thrive on that shared energy. So finding that balance between like honesty, but also encouragement, because even the most confident lion needs a little reassurance sometimes.
Precisely. And remember, communication is a two-way street.
Right.
It's not just about expressing yourself, but truly listening to and trying to understand your Leo man's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that means reading between the lines, paying attention to the emotions behind the words.
It's like learning to speak their language, which is sometimes less roar and more like those subtle purrs of contentment.
I love that.
But the article also emphasizes mutual respect and understanding.
Yes.
It feels kind of obvious for any relationship. But what does that actually look like when you're dealing with the, you know, the fiery nature of a Leo man?
You've touched on such a vital point, you see, because even though Leo men might seem confident and self-assured on the surface,
right.
they still deeply crave respect and admiration from their partners.
Okay.
Remember, behind that roar is a heart just as capable of being hurt.
So treating them with the same kindness and consideration that you would want for yourself? Recognizing that even the king of the jungle has vulnerabilities.
Exactly. Avoid putting them down, belittling their accomplishments, or making them feel small.
Right.
Instead, focus on building them up, celebrating their successes, being their biggest cheerleader.
Yeah.
Your genuine admiration, your belief in them, it's like sunshine to a sunflower for a Leo man.
It's about creating that positive and supportive environment where they can really feel safe, to be themselves main,
mm.
and all flaws included.
100%.
But respect also means honoring their boundaries, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because even a lion needs its space.
Respecting their need for solitude, their individuality, even their moments of grumpy introspection.
Right.
It all contributes to that foundation of trust.
Yeah.
And speaking of building them up, the article also talks about supporting their goals and dreams as being like super crucial.
Yes.
How do you see that tying into like a strong bond with a Leo man?
Well, it makes sense when you think about it. Leos are often driven by this desire to like leave their mark on the world, to achieve, to really shine brightly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, as their partner, not only acknowledge but actively support those aspirations, it speaks volumes.
Beautifully said. It tells them that you believe in them, that you're invested in their happiness, right there alongside them every paw print of the way.
I like that.
A Leo man who feels genuinely supported in pursuing his passions.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for a relationship that's both exciting and fulfilling.
It's not just about taming the lion. It's about running alongside it, embracing that wild journey together.
I love that.
Which reminds me, we have to circle back to that final thought from the article about Leo men enjoying partners who can engage in intellectual ping pong.
Oh, yeah.
At first I was like, what does table tennis have to do with love?
Right.
But now it feels like a really crucial clue. What's your take?
Okay, so the intellectual ping pong, it's not about literally playing ping pong.
Okay, good to know.
Though that could be fun too.
Right.
It's more about a Leo man's desire for mental stimulation.
Okay.
For a partner who can challenge them intellectually, spark their curiosity.
So they need someone who could hold their own in a debate.
Yes.
Who can introduce them to new ideas, who keeps them on their toes mentally.
Precisely. And that's what makes the intellectual ping pong thing so fitting.
Yeah.
It suggests this dynamic where both partners are like actively engaged, bouncing ideas off each other, pushing each other to think in new and exciting ways.
So it's not just about calming the lion.
Right.
It's about stimulating its mind.
Yes.
Engaging with its playful and curious nature.
Exactly. Remember, Leo men are ruled by the sun, that symbol of vitality and creativity.
Right.
They're drawn to brightness, to energy. They need someone who can not only keep pace with their zest for life, but inspire them to grow and expand their horizons.
It's about finding that person who can not only handle the heat, but also light their fire, who understands that a relationship with a Leo man is a constant adventure full of passion, laughter, and that undeniable spark.
Beautifully put. It's about embracing the roar, navigating those fiery moments with grace and understanding, and ultimately basking in the warmth and radiance of a love that's as bright and bold as the lion itself.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this final thought as you reflect on these insights. Think about your own relationships with the Leo men in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What resonates with you, what sparks your own curiosity.
Yes.
And remember, every Leo man is unique, just like every relationship. So keep exploring, keep communicating, and keep the spark alive.